Hey everybody, welcome back to Casa Walsh, a Beverly Hills 90210 podcast. My name is Sam, and on today's episode, we are going over Season 7, Episode 21, called Straight Shooter, and it premiered on February 26th, 1997. So, Brandon, Steve, and Dick are playing basketball in some 3-on-3 tournament. I guess they have these things. It's so funny, Brandon's such like the athlete, and like he made the basketball team in high school and Steve didn't, but he's like, I mean, I love Jason Priestley, but he's not particularly tall, so I just think it's funny. Anyways, afterwards, Brandon and Tracy, because Tracy's watching her man play basketball, so afterwards, they're sitting, they're talking, and they smell pot. 2 seconds later, Dick is immediately completely stoned. It really hits you that fast because he played fine, stoned, as can be. Brandon takes this tournament very seriously, and he does not want any pot smoking when they play. I mean, if they're playing in a tournament, technically they shouldn't get high because that's, I mean, what's that going to do for you? Although it is funny, I do recall this was like 2 summers ago. My brother, he likes to indulge in marijuana, and I've said there's nothing wrong with that. However, one day we were going to play tennis, and he smoked before we play, which you'd think would be an advantage to me because, you know, maybe he'd be a little bit more slower, more relaxed, whatever. He obliterated me. I'm going to chalk it up to the fact that at the time I was not in the best shape, and also he is a male, I am a female, so typically men are, you know, better than women in, you know, sports. And also he's 6.5 years younger than me, so I don't think that, you know, he might have just beaten me worse if he was not stoned. So anyways, at the beach apartment, Kelly is packed for a weekend at a spa with Claire. She, Brandon, and Valerie roll their eyes over the sweet nothing that Claire and Steve are saying to each other on the phone, because they're so in love. They are. Valerie then gets a call from a woman from La La magazine. I don't think that's a real magazine, but La La is a cool name, I guess, it's for a local LA magazine, and she wants to feature Valerie on The Coolest People You've Never Heard Of in Beverly Hills. And I guess it's because Valerie owns the club. Also, does she have like minority over like David? Because I'm just wondering, like, she's kind of like, oh, the club owner. David is there too, but he's not really like acknowledged as the club owner. It's really more of Valerie. Just a thought. Anyways, Donna meets David at the After Dark for an awkward conversation about their relationship. He still wants to be with Donna, insists that nothing happened with Chloe, even though she came on to him. Donna assures David that she still cares about him, but she likes being with Cliff. He's hot. David thinks she thinks less of him now because he wasn't around during the hostage crisis. Cliff wasn't either, for that matter, but I mean, Cliff wasn't in town, I guess, when it happened. But it's a fair assessment. He was with another girl, whether or not anything was going on, which it wasn't, he still was with another girl. But nothing gets resolved in this conversation, and Donna's still planning to see Cliff, but David kind of wants her to choose between the two of them. So it's like, is she with David? Is she not with David? Like, they're just in a weird place right now. Because also it's like, is she with Cliff? Is she not with Cliff? Weird situations all around. Anyways, Valerie meets, I think her name is Gigi, the woman who wants to hang out with her that night at the club. She claims the article that she's writing about Val will boost her in coolness. Okay, I guess, you know, it's a cool magazine. Whatever. At CU, the tournament begins, so cue a basketball montage, of course. Tracy's the only person we know in the stands because, you know, her whole plot line is revolved around Brandon. It's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, in college, if you were going to see your boyfriend play in a tournament, like, you'd have friends with you. Like, you're just not going alone. And also, you're not necessarily going, I feel. Like, I feel like there's a little bit more. Like, it's always like this. When someone from outside the group starts dating someone in the group, they don't have a life outside of this group of friends. You know, do we know any of Tracy's friends? We never know anything about them. She's just always with them. She doesn't have like a friend come with her ever or anything like that. Is anyone else dating anyone outside of the group? I mean, Kelly was dating Mark, who, he wasn't always around, but you know, when he was, like, he didn't have any other friends there. But I guess, you know what? I mean, he might be an exception because he had that like house party and stuff. But, you know, even dating back like Brandon and Susan last year, no one. I'm giving Colin a pass because he moved to LA. I'm giving, you know, Claire joined the group, you know, because she lives with the girls and stuff. But she was also in high school when we first met her, so it is kind of normal that she just kind of joined the group when she started college. Because that was her college group of friends. But other than that, I mean, everyone else does not have friends outside of this group when they're dating someone in the group. Just wanted to point that out. Kelly and Claire check into the spa that they're going to in Palm Springs and immediately attract the attention of these two guys named Roger and Dean. The guys need a creative excuse to talk to them. And they ask them if they're participating in a Ukrainian folk dance troupe, because they see that they are also staying there. And immediately, Kelly and Claire, mostly Claire, play along with this doing some Ukrainian Russian accent, which Kelly can't do. So she's not really saying anything. And Claire says that her name is Irina and Kelly is Katerina. So, sure, that's what they're gonna do. Donna then meets Cliff at the marina. He's staying on a friend's boat while he's in town, so I guess Cliff does have friends. He mentions also, how old is he? How much older do we think he is? Donna's what, 21, 22? 22, I think, at this point, because her birthday is on Christmas and she's the oldest, so we're gonna say Donna's 22. Cliff, I'm gonna say what, maybe he's 24, 25, something like that. I don't know. Anyways, he mentions that he saw her parents there that morning and he wants to take her sailing for the day. Donna tells him she's going to try to make things work with David. So she's just flip-flopping all over the place. Cliff thinks that the fact that they met means that they should be together, or something along those lines. I mean, if a guy like Cliff that looks like him is saying these things to you, it's really hard to not want to be with him. And then her parents invited them to brunch the next day, so they're going to be seeing each other again. It seems like, I'm going to say Dr. Martin, but Felice definitely is pushing Cliff. She has her issues with David. Roger and Dean send Kelly and Claire a dinner invitation. Claire wants to accept, but Kelly doesn't. Claire just wants to have fun, it seems, and I think Kelly just doesn't want to be bothered. I mean, I kind of go the Kelly route. I have no, if I'm going to a spa for a weekend, I just kind of want to relax and not talk to these guys. I mean, Kelly's the single one, so it would make sense technically. If Kelly were interested, Claire could be her wingwoman, but I don't know, Claire turns the guys down for some reason, you know, thinking that they're not going to give up. Who cares? Brandon, Steve, and Dick make it to the semifinals in the tournament and celebrating by letting Tracy cook dinner for them. Dick apologizes for making Brandon uncomfortable with his, doing pot, promising that he doesn't want to put him in a bad situation in case he risks his plans for grad school. Again, it's pot. What is the big deal? I don't know why we're, getting annoyed about this or making this a bigger issue than it needs to be or than it is. Roger and Dean track down Kelly and Claire, so the ruse is still going on. The guys claim to be software developers, having created both screensavers and the website for Mission Impossible. Cool. I mean, this is just so on track with 97. If someone came up to you and was like, "What do you do for a living?" and they say they're a software developer or something like that, you're like, "Oh, like, which company do you work for?" You know, like it's just, it's not like, it seems like they're impressed by themselves with this, but I mean, I guess you could say in 1997 they were trailblazers. Tech boom really came about after that. So, then the real Ukrainian dancers pass by, but they don't blow the girls' cover. They just kind of, wave to them, and Kelly and Claire agree to hang out with the guys the next day. So now they're going to hang out with them. And Kelly's like literally saying one word sentences because she can't do an accent, clearly. I mean, I can't rip on her too much because I can't do them either. But then again, I'm not an actress. So at the After Dark, Donna tells David that she told Cliff that they can't date anymore, but she has to go to brunch with him and her parents the next day. David's worried that Felice will throw her support behind Cliff. Of course she has, because why wouldn't she have? Because Cliff is Cliff. Although it seems he's just a fireman, right? And I'm saying just a fireman because Felice always seemed that she wanted money for Donna. And as a fireman, he wouldn't be making like the money. Like she wanted her to be with rich Beverly Hills. I mean, she was snobby when she was dating Ray because he was from like a poor, and I'm not saying that Cliff would be poor, but the type of guy you'd think Felice would want Donna to be with would be a lawyer, a doctor, a stockbroker, someone that works in finance, something along those lines, not a fireman. But I guess maybe any excuse to get her away with from David at this point. I don't know why. Brandon, Steve, and Dick and Tracy hang out with some girl that Dick is hooking up with now. I think she's in Donna's sorority. Ellen is her name, maybe. So I guess they're hooking up. Dick's high, of course. Brandon's tired of being the narc and decides not to say anything, I guess, for once in his life, because he's not going to be holier than thou when he usually is. Donna's moping at the peach pit, starting to tell Nat about David problems. Then she spots Cliff, because of course he's there, and agrees to have coffee with him. This is where things kind of take a turn with Dick. Apparently, he has scored some heroin, which he says he's never used before, and invites Steve to partake. Steve declines, not wanting to have to inject anything, but changes his mind when Dick tells him that they can actually snort it. So he plans to meet Dick later so they can, he can get his own share. Meanwhile, Valerie arrives with Gigi and an entourage because they're covering her for the magazine. I'm surprised that Dick would even be interested in heroin. I mean, this is like a vast change. There's one thing that you like to smoke pot. To do heroin is a completely non other thing there. I know plenty of people that smoke pot. I've smoked pot. I never once in my mind, if someone was like, hey, I got heroin and you can snort it, are you interested? Would I be like, yeah, I think I'd like to try that. No fucking way. So I don't. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a vast change. I can understand if they, who's like, oh, I got some coke. Maybe you'd be like, all right, like, I can see where that went. But going from smoking pot to wanting to try heroin is a little bit nuts. And the fact that even Steve would say, save me some, is beyond fucking weird. But anyway, so Steve's now going to go into the bathroom because I guess it's his turn to do some heroin. And when he goes into the bathroom, he finds Dick half conscious on the floor in the bathroom. You see Dick is clearly ODing. He tells Steve, who's like freaking out, you know, I don't want to die. Steve's trying to, you know, frantically keep him awake. David learns of the overdose pretty quickly and informs Valerie, who slips away from the magazine folks, who realize something's going on. Some guy runs into the peach pit and was like, there's some guy over here, you know, who OD'd. Cliff runs to Dick to perform CPR, you know, while everyone's kind of looking at what's going on. Valerie has a look that this is really going to make me look really bad in the magazine. And Brandon's kind of, you know, he has a judgmental look on his face. I mean, this is kind of a big deal. Eventually, paramedics arrive and take Cliff away. He died of a heroin overdose. Valerie asks if Gigi's going to use this little incident in the article, as if Gigi would leave out such a juicy story, because obviously. Steve tells the police that Dick got the heroin from a dealer that was inside the club. So now Valerie has to answer some questions about that. She swears she didn't know that there was drug dealing going on in the club, and that it's never been a problem before. It's a fair, I highly doubt she knew that this was going on. Why would she know that someone's dealing fucking heroin in the club? Brandon's also, I mean, he's trying to hide his judginess, but, you know, when Cliff then confides to Donna that despite his attempted CPR, Dick was dead when he got there. When Cliff got to him, he tried, but he said he was already gone. David and Cliff then get into some like petty fight, which, you know, he's like looking smug when the police want to talk to David because he's like, you know, do you think Donna should be around this? It's, don't be an asshole. It's not David's fault. It has nothing to do with David. David's not dealing the drugs. He did do drugs though. What was he doing? Crystal meth, I think. God. In Palm Springs the next morning, Kelly greets Dean and Roger while Claire gets a phone call from Donna telling her that Dick died. Donna's surprised that Steve hasn't called yet, and the guys hear her on the phone not using her accent, and then they immediately start blasting them as, you know, as liars, because they're not Ukrainian, you know, girls, and they're like go away mad, but obviously they don't really fucking give a shit at all. Back home, Steve is ignoring Claire's call. He's trying to now self-medicate himself with pot. And then Brandon, you know, naturally tries to swoop in and save the day. I mean, he was friends with him. I understand why he'd be upset, and especially being that he was going to go to partake in some heroin himself. So I don't know. Donna shows up late for brunch and immediately gets into a fight with Felice over whether David and Valerie were connected to the drugs. Cliff reveals that he got a job in Florida at a very prestigious amusement park. What could that be? And he would basically stay in town if Donna wanted to be with him. So he's going to choose Donna over Disney World. I'm assuming it's Disney World. He doesn't say Disney World. He says prestigious amusement park in Florida. Right? could be Universal. I'm going Disney World. Anyways, of course, that's what Felice wants because she's Team Cliff. Valerie and David are released from questioning, and their lawyer doesn't think that they'll get in any trouble. He advises them to both beef up security at the club, which will clear them from you know, any outside drug use in the club, because, yeah, they'll just keep an eye on that. Brandon and Steve go to the tournament to formally forfeit. So they show up. The guys basically, you know, shake hands with the guys, forfeit, and the guys there with them said that that was stand up of them. Right thing to do, I guess. Then back at the boat for brunch, Donna gets a note from a little boy, and she's just like, sees it is a note from David. Actually, it's from D, in quotes. Basically, it just says, I love you. And, you know, it's, and then it says, I love you, and then in quotes, D. She doesn't call him D. She calls him David. She only calls him Dave when she's about to be, you know, raped. But anyway, so she asks the boy, she's like, where is he? And then he kind of points, and we see David's kind of standing in the wings there. She's gonna go. They're like, what does he want? She says, me. And she said, I have to go to him. Felice obviously objects, but Dr. Martin says that, you know, to Donna, he can join us. And then she says, no, she's gonna leave. Dr. Martin's cool with it because he's a nice guy. Felice tells Cliff to do something about this. What is he gonna do? But then Donna tells Cliff to take the job in Florida because she's in love with David and she's going to be with David. She goes over to him, and then they have a very, very serious makeout session. Really? In front, like, her parents are what? Well, Felice, like, turns her head because she can't even, like, stomach it, but it's funny. It's, like, a very intense makeout. Anyways, that night, Brandon, Steve, and Tracy arrive at the After Dark to see people have set up some visual shrine to Dick outside. And then someone puts a bong there. So that's very classy. Steve gets angry when he sees it. He then smashes the bong, does this huge lecture about how drugs are stupid and not cool. Pretty much that's what he said. He says that he could have died next since he was about to use heroin, you know, right after him. He tells everyone that Dick's last words were, I don't want to die. He wants everyone to remember Dick as a scholar and an athlete whose life was cut short by drugs. And then they should remember that, and because that's how he wanted to be lived. Or, you know, remembered in a way. It's true. I mean, this is definitely like a PSA. I get the PSA for the heroin part. I don't get the pot part. You know, I think it was a vast kind of shift from doing pot to then doing heroin. Yeah. Anyways, Brandon lets Steve put Dick's jersey down to the shrine. Steve, you know, he's upset, understandably, but, you know, I think he kind of is probably going to stay away from the pot and stuff now himself. But, yeah, that is, that's it. That is where this episode ends. Fun facts and tidbits. So, song for this episode, when Donna asks Nat for advice, it is Since I Don't Have You by the Skyliners. I think I like that song. I got a spotlight. And since he died, we're going to do it on Dick himself. He is played by Dan Gauthier, who you probably recognize. He's been in a ton of stuff. He was born on December 2nd, 1963, which makes him now 57, and he is from a town called Prineville, Oregon. He's been acting since, like, the late 80s, 87, did a bunch of, you know, guest spots on like Married with Children, Punky Brewster, 21 Jump Street. He was in 1989. He was in the movie Teen Witch, which I love. He was also in another movie I love, 93, called The Son-in-Law. So good. And he was, you know, he did seven episodes here, but he, just after, I guess he left 90210, he got a gig on Melrose and he did 17 episodes on Melrose Place. So he was on, that for a while. And then, he did, soap opera. He was on like One Life to Live for a long time, on that. And then like seeing like he popped up in like Friends as Chip Matthews. He was on an episode on Lost, which is a show that I love. Interestingly enough, as I'm kind of like looking through his bio, he's worked with Tiffany Amber Thiessen three times. He was in The Son-in-Law with her. She had a small part, and they had scenes together. They were kind of like hooking up, I think, actually. So they were in that. He was also on an episode of Saved by the Bell. It was the Hawaiian, like the Hawaiian episode. So he was in that with her. And then obviously 90210. So they worked together three times. But yeah, it seems like he's still kind of working, doing some guest spots and stuff here and there. And yeah, I mean, definitely he's just, I think 90s definitely was a, you know, good time for him because he was on a tons of stuff. But yeah, that's it for the fun facts and tidbits and the spotlight for this episode. Thank you all for listening to Casa Walsh, a Beverly Hills 90210 podcast. My name is Sam, and on the next episode, we are going over season 7, episode 22, called A Ripe Young Age. So we'll see you then.